Welcome into the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Carson Merck Thomas, TV Viola with the, I don't even know how to describe that sweater that you're wearing.
It's very fancy.
Thank you.
It's almost like...
especially comparatively to what we're wearing.
Yeah, it's almost like...
I mean, I pretty much came straight from work. So.
That's fair.
Like a Civil War relic sweater. I mean, I have the Civil War sideburns. Now you have the Civil War...
Yeah, it's got the, like, buttons down the side. My roommate, Kiyoshi, left it to me when he went back to school, mostly because he didn't want to take all of his stuff back.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, so it's when a Japanese went back sweater. To
yes.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if it is Japanese. It was given to me by a Japanese person.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Yeah, I think we could say it's a Japanese sweater. I mean, if he bought it in Japan and brought it to America with him.
Well,
yeah.
The origins are unknown.
Yeah,
well,
that's fair.
Let's assume.
I see if Ken Thompson's number on the wall. Shout out to Ken Thompson.
Yeah.
I won't shout out his number, but
also,
great guy.
Shout out to they finally duct taped over the
the corner of death
that ripped Thomas's soul.
I still have the scar on my left. It's gone. Yeah. It's never going away. It's been almost 3 years.
Yeah, if anyone hasn't seen that, go back deep in our Twitter timeline at Other Football Pod and check out that scar because we tweeted it and it's nasty. I also have a
There's no good like setup for this mic.
Nothing gets it to my height.
It goes up and down, and it's lots of fun.
So yeah. I have a bit of a gripe or a comment. I'm 90% sure it's also something that Jerry Seinfeld mentioned on the show at some point. Not our show. Please come on the show.
Shout out to Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, major shout out to Jerry Seinfeld. So why, when you're in the waiting room, then do you get brought back into the doctor's office or the dentist's office and then still wait? What's the benefit? Is there a benefit to it? Anyone who listens that works in either of these types of establishments, please explain that. Because I had to go for a two-week checkup on my tooth extraction at the surgeon. And so wait a little bit in the lobby, whatever. And they call me back. I'm like, okay. And then I sat there for another like 20 minutes back in the room by myself.
Yep.
And it has the no cell phone usage beyond this point. I use my cell phone. But I was like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I
don't understand it. Just leave me in the waiting room where there's at least like TV, there's magazines.
You know, I recently went to one of those like quick care places.
Yeah.
And they were showing one of the worst movies I think I've ever seen in my life. It was a kids movie and there were no kids in the waiting room. And then I guess like it ended. I don't know what.
Did you go to the one right over here?
No, I have not been. Although it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same urgent place because I've been to that one. Let me tell you, it was neither quick nor caring.
Well, no, the worst they rarely part, are. The worst part is it was, the movie was on loop. So
you had no choice.
The crappy movie ended and they just restarted it.
Nice.
See, the one I went
to was on VCR.
Yeah,
the one I went to, it just the movie ended, and so the menu was on a loop.
Nice. Shout out to the rewinder. Did you guys all both have rewinders back in the day?
I did not. My parents were, well, we already established my mother hates fun.
Yeah.
So we couldn't just pop a new movie in right away and rewind the old one in a separate machine. We had to rewind it
on the VCR.
On the VCR.
That's no good.
Yeah, and so if we wanted to watch another movie, we'd have to wait until it was done rewinding because you always got those little stickers.
Yeah.
That said,
be kind, rewind.
Yeah. So, you know what? It's funny that this conversation is relevant. You guys saw that my spawn is in the building.
Spawn is an interesting way to put it.
Your
human offspring.
Yes.
Sure.
And clearly superior human offspring at that.
Yes, superior intellect, superior in almost everything.
Yeah.
So he's here.
Except wait.
And bit of a musician as well.
Yeah, he is a musician, yes.
Shout out.
Yeah, Las Vegas Youth Orchestra.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That kid is probably a scientific marvel because it's the only known instance of a child getting 100% of its DNA from one parent.
Right? Yes, well.
Specifically not Chris.
Yes, exactly. He definitely
there's
did
gonna
not.
Be, there's probably, it's probably going to be one random like quirk that's from Chris.
Yeah,
like.
they're going to study him. Years from now and say, wow, he's a scientific wonder. So we walked up to the grocery store because he has midterms this week at school. So I picked him up from school. Normally don't pick him up from school, but he was done at 11:40. So I picked him up at school and he's going to spend the night with me. I pick him up tomorrow and same thing. So we stopped at a fast food place for lunch.
Okay.
Got two chicken sandwiches. This was about 12:30.
Which fast food place?
The one that has the chicken sandwiches where people were getting killed over.
Ah, Popeyes.
Yes. So we stopped there for lunch. We took it to go. He ate his chicken sandwich. He ate his french fries. I got done with the live shows about 4 o'clock. Daddy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry.
He's a machine, man.
What?
Also, it's Popeyes. Like, that food had long gone through a system.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That's but also fair.
So we walked up to the grocery store, and the irony is, Carson may, I don't know what year you moved here, but TV, you definitely were not living here. That place where you went to get medical care, where they were neither quick nor caring, believe it or not, was a Blockbuster Video.
Nice.
That was a long walk, but honestly,
major shout out to Blockbuster.
I think that was fairly worth it.
Yeah.
I think that was fairly worth the walk.
Are you guys familiar with Family Video?
I do remember.
Family Video was a thing, like, it was like, it phased in when Blockbuster was phasing out a lot of video games and movies. They still have one that's open in Stowe, where I grew up. Shout out to Stowe. And now they sell CBD at Family Video. But it's not like a CBD place took over for Family Video.
Oh no, it's just Family Video. Like, sells CBD. We changed markets.
Yeah, they like added that to the repertoire, which is
how does that even come about? But
I have no clue.
Like, we didn't have Hollywood Video on the East Coast. Like,
oh, shout out to Hollywood Video. Two of my cousins worked there.
I used to like that place better.
Is that the place that had like an EB Games attached to it? Like, always,
it may have. Yes,
it was the parasitic relationship of just there was always one attached to them,
because that place used to rent like video game systems.
EB Games, by the way, still around in Canada.
Nice.
Is it really? And believe it or not, EB used to be called the Electronics Boutique.
Speaking of videos, this is a bit of a stretch, but I was thinking today I had to also go to the dentist for a deep cleaning, so yeah, my teeth have been through it. But when you get the shots to numb your mouth, I'm like Leon in the Like a Prayer video, because one tear just like rolls out of my left eye.
Wait, that statue has a name?
It's the actor is Leon.
Leon.
That's who? The actor's name.
That's his name, Leon?
100%. And he was in Cool Runnings and the Temptations movie. But yeah.
Does he have a last name?
I don't know. Probably. I think he's just known as Leon, though. But just one tear when they do the shot to numb it. There's like, I'm not crying, but just one tear rolls down my cheek and that's it.
Speaking of one tear, that is exactly what I shed watching Everton blow it in penalty kicks after that amazing comeback against Leicester yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I feel for Everton because I think both clubs played like legit lineups. Like neither of them
did. Everton's problem is that they did the Everton thing. They played absolutely crappy and went down by two. And then we're like, oh, you know what? Now we're going to try. And they came back and scored two goals.
Game, right?
I don't know. And then in penalties, they just absolutely biffed it because no one on that team is capable of taking a penalty.
Well,
Leighton Baines is like almost as old as Chris.
The fact that Jordan Pickford's also a smurf and he's at a huge disadvantage in PKs because he clearly can't get all the way across. So I'm just banging it in the corner because I know he can't get there.
I don't know. That's not really true.
I don't know how tall
Jordan
Pickford is.
Let's see. I'm sure we could find out how tall he is. But yeah, you know, I was pulling for Everton, but in a way, I'm actually glad that Leicester won because I feel like Leicester is the kind of club.
I love how you like pretend.
No.
Yeah, you
hear me out.
He says he cares, and then he's like.
Throw these things out where you're like, oh, yeah, I was rooting for Everton. We all know you weren't.
Well, no.
It's a lie. We all know it's a lie.
It's like an insult sandwich. Like, it's the insult that, or the sandwich is the middle. He's like, oh, yeah, I was rooting for Everton. He's like, you know, Leicester's the better team. Jordan Pickford's a smurf. And you know,
and also, I hate
blue's
Everton.
Blue's a terrible color, but.
I don't hate Everton.
You
That's,
do.
No.
You do. That's the thing. Anything you say about this is an absolute lie.
Because
in the same group chat with you. I don't want to hear what belittling statements you are about to make, which absolutely do nothing but undermine your point of I don't hate Everton.
I don't.
It's BS. You are lying through your teeth, and you know it. Your son is in the studio, and you're here lying through your teeth. I have to go get him and explain to him that his father is a liar?
What did I say about them potentially hiring Carlo Ancelotti?
I don't even care.
I said it'd be a great hire for them. I hope they do
it. That's irrelevant. Of course it would be a great hire. He's a great coach. That's not the same. I'm trying to scroll back through it right now because that is nowhere near the same as the amount of absolute hatred you pour on this team.
I don't hate Everton.
No, you absolutely do, and I don't want to hear it.
I did, however, say Newcastle is a better job than the Everton job.
I rest my case.
Carson?
Shout out to Arsenio.
Oh, yeah, because it objectively isn't. That was your just most recent anti-Everton tirade of pointing out the outrageous idea that the Newcastle job is better.
It is.
No, it is factually not. They just ran Rafa Benitez out of town because he couldn't spend any money for the club because they refused to shell out any money.
They spent some money.
We spent $40 million on Joelinton and he only has one goal as a striker. How about that? They broke their record twice, their transfer record for Miguel Almiron and Joelinton. They have one goal combined for Newcastle.
Here's why it's a better job. Actually, there's two reasons. Not. A, you get to coach Jonjo Shelvey and
shout out to Voldemort.
DeAndre Yedlin.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's why Chris is wrong. Number one, really? That's what you're going
with
there?
That's the case. That's it.
That's what you're going with there. Case closed. Number two.
Voldemort and DeAndre Yedlin.
Transfer budget. The reality
is
one
overrated.
Team. All right, sure.
One of them has Theo Walcott.
But
and the other
I never
one
want to hear you say you don't hate Everton again, because you absolutely do.
So, as I was saying, as much as I would have liked to have seen Everton win, because like I said...
No, you don't. You're lying. But continue.
If Everton had won a trophy, I would... I'll tell you what. If Everton beats Liverpool...
All of this is hollow.
No.
None of this means anything at all.
If Everton beats Liverpool in the FA Cup, I'll buy you lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because he knows it's not going to happen.
Maybe true, but
listen,
still nice to say.
No, it's completely hollow.
I'm not asking you to buy me lunch if Liverpool beats Everton.
You only tried to make us do that the last time.
As a peace offering, I will buy you lunch if Everton defeats Liverpool in the FA Cup.
I know they have in American sports, like when teams win championships, like there's this t-shirt, like I have a Cavs, like 2016 mm-hmm. championship. Do they do that with like the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup?
I don't know.
Like, are there like, are there fans that just have any English fans listening?
What would Wiggins say? What would Wiggins say? We won the Still FA alive. Cup, but we got relegated.
Sunderland's would say Netflix show, binge-worthy Netflix show.
Hull City, we won the FA Cup, but Hull still sucks as a city.
Yeah.
Like, I have heard that Hull is, like, the Newark of...
I really hope
of,
that we get, like, Hull City diehards.
I have been told that Hull City is, like, the Detroit of...
Didn't he say that about Millwall?
Yes.
We've slandered, like, random cities that none
we
of
have
us have
slandered,
been to.
We have slandered a lot of England.
I will say this about
But the reality
Millwall,
is, if they didn't want slander, they should have won in 1776.
And
the
reality also is,
Millwall has terrible fans. They're just awful people.
That's fair.
Chris would know, as he is a Liverpool fan, also horrible people.
See, the hatred is
yeah, the difference is I don't pretend that I don't hate Liverpool.
That's
but I'm an honest person. I never said I was a good person. I'm an honest person.
Well,
There's a difference.
So as I was saying, had Everton won, I would have been happy for them. However,
I don't think you would have. I think you would have made a snide remark in the group chat.
No, I wouldn't.
You 100%
would have.
No one is buying it.
Congratulations,
Chris.
Blues.
You are faker than Kim Kardashian.
Congratulations,
and your butts
Toffees.
Are the same size.
Well, my gut is the size of her butt, so that's kind of scary.
That's a fair comparison.
But mm-hmm. As a Liverpool supporter, it actually benefits Liverpool that Leicester won.
Because now they'll have to focus on another competition.
Well, yeah, they have to play an extra game, and I feel like they're the kind of club where the EFL Cup kind of means something to them.
I was very disappointed that... first off, of course it means something to them because it's a chance to win a trophy, which... Again, we've talked before about how this Leicester team really probably is better than the Leicester team that actually won the title.
Yeah.
But
I think they are.
But this is their best shot to win a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're into the semis, and I don't know who they're playing.
Do they do a draw?
I think they do a draw, because I think I read that.
Is it
that,
done yet?
I don't think I saw the matchups yet.
I thought Man United was playing Man City.
It would take such a monument. That would be a good game. It would take such a monumental collapse by Liverpool at this point for Leicester, who now all
yeah.
of a sudden
so,
really
so
is.
Leicester is playing. Yeah, so on January 7th, you hear me. January 7th, United and City play,
okay.
And it's two legs.
Oh, you get double derby.
So Leicester gets Aston Villa.
Ooh. Lucky to
Lester is a real shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for that,
shout out to Jack Grealish.
I mean, if City just says that.
Aston Villa, the only team to beat Liverpool in their last, what, 36 games across all competitions now?
I don't think it's that, because
it seems like 100, honestly. Yeah. And I'm not saying that as a compliment. It just seems like forever.
And, of course, it comes with the massive caveat that it was literally... Like, one guy on Twitter, one of my friends, shout out to Evan Weston, was calling it Baby Liverpool. What it was. It was their U17 team.
That whole thing was a mess, and honestly... I think Liverpool did everything they could to be eliminated before it got to that point, because I don't feel like
they were definitely tanking that.
I don't feel like they wanted to have to make that decision where it was like, well, what do we do? But quite honestly, they played decent for a bunch of young kids. Granted, the scoreline was not indicative, but Harvey Elliott, by all accounts, looked really good for Liverpool, and he's only like 19 years old. So
shout out to Ramiro Funes Mori. Everton legend scoring the goal against Liverpool.
You know, I had the I asked a friend of mine. I didn't know where is he from. Is he Argentinian?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, because he plays on. Yeah, he would have to be. He plays on the Argentine team.
So
free Mauro Icardi.
So he's also famous for the moment where he just absolutely cleans out a Liverpool player in the box, like full contact, destroys their knee, gets the red card, gets up, and starts celebrating with the crowd.
I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of feel like. Maybe that's how derbies should be. Maybe not to that extent.
You could tell, and like, I believe it from the way he played in the Club World Cup semifinal.
He wanted to beat Liverpool.
He hates that team.
Yeah.
He still hates
that
team.
Would you be down for a goon in soccer?
No, I would not be down. Well, some clubs have one, right?
1,000% down because of Chaudhry.
Sergio Ramos.
Yeah, well, Chaudhry is absolutely... But like, he is the definition of a goon.
There should be a goon in every sport.
He doesn't qualify because he's actually a
quality player. Yeah,
he's a good player, but...
You wouldn't be down for that?
No, because...
Because I still think you can red card them. Like, I'm not saying they get, like, they have amnesty as far as fouling people.
What if fighting was allowed, like hockey?
That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like, fighting like, should not be outlawed in hockey, by the way.
No, I don't think so either. I cover the sport. I actually like the fact that sometimes you have to answer the bell for being a jackass on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be real.
It's like hockey, kangaroo court.
Hockey is a very dangerous sport.
No question about it.
It's violent.
It's like how one of these days you and I are going to be outside with tire irons after when Chris gets out after posting the show.
Jeff Galooly on me?
Yep.
Shout out to Oksana Bayul.
She lives here in town?
I know. I honestly follow her on Twitter, and I hope at some point I meet her. Because that's the best. We're not diving too deep into figure skating, but that it was a whole thing between Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. And then Oksana Bayul won like the next big event. Like,
yeah,
it was that, like they were battling for first. And Oksana
like
Bayul
that
was
still
like,
to this day baffles me how Tanya Harding was allowed to compete in the Olympics after that.
That is wild. But again, the Olympic committee is just awful.
Yeah, they're worse than FIFA, I think. Which is FIFA is really bad.
Yeah,
I mean it's hard.
Well, the
to
Olympic
be-
committee's problem right now is, of course, remember the last Olympics, Russian athletes, because of the huge Russian doping scandal, weren't allowed to compete under the Russian banner.
Yeah, so they were
Olympic athletes from Russia.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
It was like real in FIFA, it was like
Piemonte
Calcio.
Yeah. real big blow to Russia. I'm sure they were very upset that their anthem didn't play when all of their tainted athletes still won their medals.
And they won the gold medal in hockey.
Well, here's the thing now.
Using professionals while no one else did.
Well, here's the other thing. They might receive the same sanction again because it's now come to light that in addition to all that, they didn't stop and they've been doctoring information ever since. And rather than the Olympic Committee actually saying, you're not allowed to compete, they're just going to be like, well, Olympic athletes from Russia.
Now, I saw that they were banned from, what was it? It wasn't the Euros because I think they're hosting the Euros.
Oh, no.
So for whatever reason, UEFA can't ban them, which is dumb, right? I mean, could you imagine? I mean, Russian hooligans already is a problem. I mean, if you remember the last World Cup or last European Championship when they played England, there were all sorts of riots and fights. So could you imagine if they had said, actually, no, I think it's in England. I think Russia's hosting something else coming up. I think the Euros are in England because I thought I read that the finals are at Wembley.
Yeah, I can't think of where the Euros are. They were in France last, weren't they?
No, wasn't it Austria and Switzerland that?
I don't know.
You know, it's sad that I probably should remember it, but I don't.
I swear it was France. I could be way off.
You know what? You're right. It was France. It was France because I know someone who went to go see a couple of the games over there, so it was in France. But so speaking of the Olympics,
guys, what are you talking about?
Last Euros? Where was that?
No, the next Euros.
Where is it?
Like 12 countries.
It's in 12 countries?
Yeah.
Weird.
How the hell are they doing
really?
That?
I thought it was always just in one country.
Well, I mean, I'm about to Google the 2016 Euros?
Yeah, I think it was in France. Because I think the final was in Paris.
Because, it's Azerbaijan, Denmark, England, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Netherlands, Republic of Ireland, Romania, Russia, Scotland, Spain.
Is that potentially where there's been, qualifying? I don't know. I don't know how the Euros work.
That's bizarre. I mean, I don't know how you do that, right? I mean, the World Cup that they have in North America in 2026 is going to be...
London will host the semifinals and finals.
Okay.
Opening game will be held in the Stadio Olimpico in Rome.
Oh, I've been there.
Fair enough. It's coming home.
So
I have not been there, but I've seen it with my own eyes.
It's nice. It's a cool stadium.
I've seen the other famous stadium.
I've seen pictures and on TV.
Yeah. I've been in the other famous stadium in Rome.
What's that? Oh, the Colosseum?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's a must do. That was the first thing I did.
My buddy and I remember we were nice.
Shout out to the Richfield Coliseum
former home of the Cavs.
Yeah.
We were walking to the Coliseum. Or rather, we were just walking through Rome. We weren't going there specifically at
you
that
were
moment.
Roaming through Rome, some would say.
And it was our first day. And my buddy goes, and by the way, and to the left is the Coliseum. And we all look over and I'm just like, Jeremy, that is the most casual I've ever heard anyone mention ancient 2,000-year-old piece of history.
The thing is, you can't fathom how massive that thing is until you're actually inside of it.
It's actually not that big.
Really? It's huge.
I mean, I'm kind of jaded by the fact that, we have modern stadiums.
Yeah, but when you think, I mean, it's the size of Shea Stadium. It was the size of Shea Stadium, basically.
Stadium, the name drop, but fair.
All right.
It seems smaller than that.
Maybe not quite that big. But,
don't get me wrong. Wildly impressive. I'm not putting down the Romans, but I don't think it's as big as you think.
You better not put them down.
I don't think it's as big as you think.
You want to go see a real dessert stadium? Check out the Rubber Bowl in Akron.
Does that still exist?
It's what was it? The old is it the Metrodome or what was the state? What's the stadium in Detroit that's just a bird toilet?
Silverdome.
Yeah. No, Tiger Stadium, I think. The old Tiger Stadium, I think, is still around.
I have a feeling Detroit is just this husk of empty stadiums.
Yeah, pretty much
it's a land of empty stadiums.
Because the Silver Dome was in Pontiac. I don't think that was actually in downtown Detroit. But
I mean, I don't think that's
Tiger Stadium.
I'm going with where the Lions used to play.
Well, that's the Silver Dome.
Then there we go.
Also home of WrestleMania 3.
And where Eric Wynalda scored a big goal for the U.S.
against Switzerland.
Yeah.
In the World Cup.
When we were in the Coliseum, we actually get in, and we're standing, those balconies where you look out over the whole thing? And we're standing over those, and I'm looking out, and I'm like, wow. This is 2,000 years of history.
Yeah.
Think of everything that has happened
here.
And my buddy walks up next to me, my buddy Chris, our senior Wawa correspondent of the other football podcast.
Wawa dealing with a little bit of a credit cards
issue
currently.
We know. We're not going to talk about that on the show.
Oh, wait, he is?
No, Wawa is.
Oh, yeah. Wawa? Really?
Chris is fine.
Information may be
Chris's compromised. Information may be compromised, but he did not. Of my friends, Chris did not commit any wrong.
So he's not the one that you're ducking out of the studio to take a phone call from.
He is the one who I was ducking out to take a phone call from to discuss something.
Yeah, somebody else tweeted that today about Wawa. I was like, no.
So Chris walks up next to me.
That's not good.
And he just takes a deep breath in, and I hear him, and I'm like, yeah, he's taking in the same thing I am in. He just goes, I can't believe this is where Lord Farquaad gave the order to Shrek to save Princess Fiona. And I just look over at him.
That's excellent.
And we both lost.
That's excellent.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, feel like you just need to let a fart go or just try to take the seriousness out of the situation.
Well, I think when you go in there, though, it's almost like one of those things where you can't, TV, you're soaking in all the history and, you're thinking all the ridiculous things that they used to do in there, right? Like they used to flood it and have sea battles in there, and
it's the only place.
Sea battle in what fashion?
Like they would have little boats and stuff.
Yeah, explain to me the sea battle. I need to hear everything about this.
The Colosseum with water,
okay,
and they would bring in little ships, and they would
like kill each other?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
That is unbelievable.
They would feed people. They were playing battles.
Oh, I know that. They're playing battleship.
It's the only place where people were ever afraid to play against the lions.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And speaking of cats.
I heard the movie sucks, by the way.
Dear God, of course it does. All cats sucks.
That trailer, shot to Sterling. That trailer
is one of the few exceptions.
Terrifying of Cats, the movie.
I never saw the show.
Oh my gosh. The trailer, because it's not. You have to go, it has to be one or the other. It has to be completely live action, people, or
here's
completely
the thing.
Animated.
Yeah, you can't do both.
This is like, there's the faces are like kind of people, but they're cats. And
it's really disturbing.
It's like Animorphs.
Here's the other thing. The Broadway show, its hook was the really great makeup.
And it ran forever.
Yeah, it ran forever because the really great makeup and the fact that it was actually relatively cheap to put on.
Yeah.
So they did that.
Winter Garden Theater.
Absolutely none of that translates into a movie version of Cats, something no one asked for.
No, it looks terrifying.
It does.
It does. Speaking of terrifying, I'm terrified to go see Star Wars tomorrow night because I'm very worried that that movie is going to suck.
I think I'm going on Christmas Day.
I may, if it's good, I may rewatch it on Christmas Day, but I'm probably going to the movies. Let me know.
Yeah, maybe let me know. Go together.
Yeah. I'm doing nothing on Christmas.
Yeah, me neither. Let me ask you,
let me ask you this. Is there a movie in a series, and it has to just be one that was terrible?
Oh, I think there's a lot.
I've got put in like I've got, Godfather
I'm
3
about in like a legitimate series.
We don't talk about Godfather 3. That didn't exist.
Yeah,
Godfather 3. Okay. Ocean's 12.
I never saw Ocean's 12.
But were any of the Ocean's movies that good?
I thought Ocean's 11
absolutely.
Was good.
Ocean's 11 and 13 are both phenomenal.
But I feel like that leaves multiple ones that were bad.
And here's the
I'm
problem.
Saying
there are only three
like,
Ocean's movies.
Was it really?
Like here's the big thing. I am a huge James Bond fan.
Yeah.
There's like 25 of them.
Yeah.
But that's one where there's going to be some bad. Yeah. I'm talking about one where like.
You're talking like a trilogy where one is bad.
And all of a sudden this one just sucks.
I thought Return of the Jedi
I know the prequels were bad.
Return of the Jedi was
bad. Prequels are amazing.
Yeah, shout out to Jar Jar.
Return of the Jedi was not as good as the first two.
I disagree.
Empire was definitely the best.
Until Rogue One came along, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Rogue One honestly may be the best Star Wars movie ever. Simply because it's the only modern Star Wars movie that's also really, really good.
Is there just one stinker outside of Godfather 3? Because it sounds like a lot of these, it's...
Well, Godfather 1 and Godfather 2 were really good.
Godfather 1 and Godfather 2 are masterpieces of cinema.
And you know what?
Godfather 3 is a money grab. It's atrocious. Sofia Coppola is terrible. And it's not even based off the actual book. Which, granted, the author of the book said, had I known that this book would become so famous, I would have written a better book.
That's fair.
But still made two amazing movies.
I actually have that book, by the way.
You've never read it.
I'd
Whose
say
phone is vibrating like
I think it's mine.
My goodness, TV's popular.
Oh, the natives are getting restless.
Are you going for sushi?
Muted.
Yeah. So,
I am going for sushi after this. But,
you know, here's the other one. Like,
hang on, I'm trying. Cars 2.
But there's only two.
No, there's three.
Is there three now?
Yeah.
There was.
Although shout out to star of Cars 2, Brent Mustangberger.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, there was also some really bad Rocky movies. Like Rocky 5 was garbage.
Which one's Rocky 5?
The one with Tommy the Machine Gun.
Oh, nice. R.I.P. Tommy Morrison.
Yeah, that was a crap movie.
But there was another bad one. Rocky Balboa was terrible.
Yeah. See, I don't really count that though because it came so long after. Oh, yeah. Even like Indiana Jones, Crystal Skull was just trash.
Indiana Jones movies switch off. One and three are good. Two and four are not. Crystal Skull is by far worse than Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom was good, I thought.
Temple of Doom isn't as good as
Raiders. It wasn't
Raiders,
as good as Raiders
and Raiders and Last Crusade are.
Oh, they were fantastic.
Those
Crusade
are amazing.
Raiders, yeah.
So when it was just the three of them, Temple of Doom was considered like the Ocean's 12. It was considered the worst. And then Crystal Skull came along because
everyone
people were like, no.
Good.
And the worst part is, everyone wants Harrison Ford to be Han Solo more, and Harrison Ford hates the character.
Yeah.
No one wants more Indiana Jones, and Harrison Ford's like, nah, I got another Indiana Jones in me.
Well,
we're
didn't
all like,
Han Solo
no.
die?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoiler and RIP on Solo.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't. Listen, that's not the newest movie. So if you don't know by now that Han Solo died, that's on you.
That is not on us.
Because that movie came out 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's definitely on you if you don't know that. But
I just had an incredibly random thought, but this podcast is Random Thoughts.
Yes.
I was pumping gas earlier. Does anybody not top off the gas when they're pumping gas.
What does that mean? Because maybe I do it and I always
just like when you have it automatically doing it.
Oh no.
And then you stop and then you you don't do it.
Oh, no. I do that all the time.
You have to, right? Like 100%. No.
Because
you don't. Why don't you do it?
What difference does it make?
Well, here's a little bit more gas.
I don't really want to I have less of an interest in spilling gasoline on myself or my car than I do on getting that little extra squirt that also is just going to cost me more money.
No. See, here's the thing. I am a person who absolutely loathes the places that charge you like an extra 5 cents a gallon or 35 cents to use your credit card.
Yeah.
So like this morning, I had to get gas. And you know what? It says $2.85. I'm like, all right, cool. I roll in. I slide my credit card in. It jumps up to $2.90. You know what? I said, screw you. I'm going to get just enough gas to get me through the day.
Yeah.
I'm going to pump $10 in exactly. And you know what? Screw it. So I have to do it to get the $10 exactly. Otherwise, yeah. I have like $9.78 or whatever. So
I just don't know anyone that doesn't. TV is a
you're a rarity. Like,
yeah, he may be the first person I've ever known that does that.
So I feel like
they always say not to do it.
I feel like we should talk some soccer.
Champions League draw.
Yeah.
Easy.
Champions League draw. That came out.
Although, hang on, though. I also want to point out real quick that the surcharge you make, the surcharge they give you for the credit card. The reason you're using your credit card over your debit card, first of all,
is pure laziness.
No, it's not.
It's because like people will put that scanner on the thing. If you want your credit card stolen over your debit card, like if someone says you're giving me one, yeah. You always pick credit card because you recoup that debit card. That money's gone.
Yeah.
The other thing is you at least make it back in your cash back in airline miles.
That's exactly why. Because I have a card with an airline, and I get double miles for every gas purchase, every grocery store purchase. So,
fair enough.
So for
Shout
me,
out to the Chase Freedom Card.
When Smith's
Chase
local,
give us money.
Local yeah, grocery
please,
store here,
Chase, give us money.
Was charging us for I use Chase as well. That's my bank.
But Chase, give us all money.
All three
please.
Of us, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All of
no,
us.
I bank with Wells Fargo. Oh, I have a Chase credit card.
I bank with Chase. Send it just to me and Chris.
Yeah. So when Smith's, our local grocery store here, was not accepting Visa cards.
Yeah, that was brief, wasn't it?
I like that they tried to take a stand and say, hey, you know what? We're doing this because of the charge, the extra fees. I just went to a different grocery store.
That's fair. And you're right as a consumer.
Because you know what? I'm sorry. If I'm spending $35 in the grocery store, that's 70 miles.
Yeah.
It gets me 70 miles closer to a free ticket. So
yeah, I was going to say, I don't have an issue. I didn't have an issue with it. I have a Visa debit card or credit card, one of the two, but I don't have the benefit that you were getting from the airline, miles, so yeah. When it didn't really do much for me. But yeah, Champions League draw. There's all pretty decent matches except one, I think, by my count.
Yeah, that
is that fair? Is that a fair assessment?
I'm actually trying to pull it up. Oh, you know what? I have the Europa League draw. I don't think.
Oh, no. Shut the phone down. Chris Magnum Chapman
tournament of the week.
I'm looking to see if there's anything interesting in here.
The answer is no.
Because I want to see who United drew.
Because you're about to list everyone in the draw, and we're good.
They probably got some random team from some country that I don't even know exists.
They did not get Shakhtar.
Greenland.
Can you guys solve something for me? Earlier today, I forget who I was talking to. I was talking to someone at work.
By the way, Wolves got Espanyol from Spain. That should be interesting.
And they were talking to me about the way the slots work.
By the way, United got Club Bruges.
Because they said, because I pointed out Leicester, we were having the Leicester discussion. I was saying how this Leicester team looks so much better. And like that Leicester team ended up in the Champions League, of course, because they won. Yeah. And they did make a decent run.
Yeah.
But no one... I didn't expect them to do that. This Leicester team, I could see making a Champions League run.
Yeah.
And the person said to me, well, they better finish top three because isn't Man United just tearing through the Europa League right now? And it got me thinking because if Man United finishes in, like, let's just say, let's say seventh.
Yeah.
But they win the Europa League.
They automatically go to
Champions League. In the Champions League.
Yeah.
That's undisputed. He was under the impression that that would take away a Premier League Champions League slot.
No.
I think it would take away a Europa League spot,
yeah.
No?
Yeah, it does. So that would mean like Wolves or Sheffield.
I understand how the math works, but yeah.
Because normally you get...
Because you still get four in the Champions League, regardless of where someone finishes who...
Yeah.
Wouldn't the only thing be if Man United, let's say, finished in fourth Like the fifth place team doesn't get a Champions League spot, do they?
No, no. Mm-hmm. Unless they won the Champions League. So hypothetically, Chelsea. No, would...
Man United wins the Europa League.
Okay.
Oh, so you're saying, okay.
So hypothetically.
So in this new hypothetical, let's just say Man City finishes second, wins the Champions League.
They're in automatically.
But they also qualify, like they also weren't second. Does the fifth place team get into the Champions League?
No.
Okay.
But there is the, I it's funny because it's the Liverpool rule. And in 2005, well, no, I think it's a legit rule, but in 2005, they won the Champions League. That was the great comeback in Istanbul. Problem was, they finished fifth in the Premier League that year.
Yeah.
So they did not qualify for the Champions League because by virtue of finishing fifth, that's not a qualifying spot.
Yeah.
So the FA petitioned the UEFA to add a fifth team because... Well, they're the defending champs. They haven't. They should deserve.
That would be silly if they didn't.
Because let's be honest, there's.
Wait, so before 2005, like if you won the Champions League, you weren't guaranteed.
No, sorry about that. Well, they were the first team to win the Champions League and then not qualify automatically.
So it's just like. It is true that that was not the rule where winning the Champions League did not guarantee you a Champions League berth. But no team was ever bad enough to win it and also not finish properly.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I mean that's fair.
That's interesting.
And you know who finished ahead of them that year? Everton.
Newcastle.
Everton finished in fourth. Damn. They finished ahead of Liverpool in the league.
Simpler times.
Yeah. What a world.
So I think that's actually the last time. No, yeah, it's not.
That sounds about right.
No, there was another time when Liverpool was really bad. I think they finished like eighth or ninth, and Everton finished ahead of them. But
perspectives.
But I think that there was because the problem is the team that wins the FA Cup automatically earns a spot in the Europa League.
Ah, that's where they get the extra spot. Okay.
So if the team that finishes, I think, sixth, they're then bumped out because you only get, I think, no, I think you get two automatics.
It is so confusing.
England gets two automatic qualifiers for UEFA League or Europa League. And the seventh place team has to go through the playoff, which is what Wolves did this year. They're now into the knockout. But that year that Liverpool was the champion, but they didn't qualify, they actually did have to go through the playoff to get in. So that was the compromise. Yeah, you'll get in, but you'll have to go through the playoff.
So the only bad match of this draw, and I would find anyone that would disagree, is Atalanta versus Valencia. That's brutal.
Yeah. I mean, it in one regard, it's kind of cool because one of those teams will get through to the quarterfinals.
Cool. We wanted to get both of them out this round. Yeah. Well, take care of both of them.
I don't know. I kind of like the Cinderella story, the underdog story, and one of them will get through. I mean, let's be honest.
But neither of those are like the cool underdog story. Those
I don't know. Yeah, the reality is one of them has to go on so that Liverpool has an easier opponent in the next round. Fair.
Well, Atalanta, I think, is a good story because it's their first time ever playing in the Champions League. They're not a one of the top clubs in Italy. I mean, screw Valencia. I hate La Liga. So
fair.
I'd rather see Atalanta get through. But I mean, I think that's a good story.
What's the best match?
That's a good question because there's some good matches.
Two would be Real Madrid, City.
That was one of mine.
And the other one I was looking at was Napoli, Barcelona.
I would say Napoli like until they fired Ancelotti.
Builds character. They hired Gattuso.
Who flamed out at AC Milan.
And builds character.
I'll be honest. I think that Dortmund-PSG could be fun.
Yeah, Neymar's pissed about the
date because it's his sister's wedding or something.
Yeah. It's his birthday, I think.
Guess what, bro?
Well, remember, that's last like the joke is because last year he was injured and he went left to the team to go to Brazil. I was going to say,
there's a deeper joke that we don't need to dive into behind that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that off the air. But
yeah, you could probably look that one up.
Yeah. There's some good matches, though.
I mean, Liverpool could lose to Atletico.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be.
Chelsea versus Bayern.
I think Bayern will go through them.
I don't know. Chelsea's capable. Chelsea's been weird this year.
Yeah,
they're capable of playing really well, and they're also capable of losing to Everton.
The funny thing is, I think that Bayern is in seventh in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, Bayern's the opposite. Bayern is amazing in the Champions League right now, but they're absolutely struggling.
Well, a couple wins, they're up to third now. They were in seventh like a week ago. But
an RIP Lyon versus Juventus without Memphis Depay due to a knee injury.
Yeah, Leipzig, by the way, leading the Bundesliga. But
nice. Leipzig taking on Jose Mourinho Spurs.
I think Spurs will get through that one.
Yeah. See,
shout out to Jose Mourinho Spurs because he's lit a fire under that team. But I forget who said it on Twitter, but I definitely agree with the sentiment. This game looks a lot easier for Spurs than it is.
Yeah.
And I think Spurs fans are overly happy that they got Leipzig. And I think Leipzig is very happy that they got Spurs.
So let's do it real quick. Who's going to get through in each matchup? All right,
let's run down the list. I'll read them off.
Okay.
Dortmund, PSG.
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 PSG. Real Madrid, Man City.
City.
Madrid.
I'm going City.
Nice.
I think City is
full steam ahead.
They're not gonna tolerate a round of 16 elimination. This is the year they want to win it all.
Well, I want them to keep winning.
Yeah.
I'm aware. Atalanta, Valencia.
No one wins. Valencia.
Because
Rafa used to be there.
Liverpool, Atletico.
Atletico.
Liverpool.
Bastard.
Bayern, Chelsea.
Bayern.
Lyon, Juventus.
Juventus. Piemonte Calcio.
Piemonte Calcio.
What he said.
Spurs, Leipzig.
Spurs. I'm so down for them at all. Okay, I can see it. It's going to be a good one. I think it's an underrated one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Barca. You confused me for a second. I was like, of course. Yeah, the way you said it, yeah. I was like,
I'm going Napoli for sure. I picked City to win it. Napoli was my dark horse, but honestly, my rooting interest, I'm so down for Jose Mourinho winning another Champions League.
I'm kind of down for it, too.
I'm so down for it.
Could you imagine, though, like they win it, they go to the final last year, lose, they start out of the gate terrible. They fire Pochettino, they bring in Jose, and they win it. You know, Jose actually has a pretty good track record of winning trophies in his first year.
You know that person, everyone has those people in their life where they already have a lot of good things going for them, and they're confident in themselves. They're maybe even a bit arrogant, and then good things continue to happen to them. You're like, dude, like, please stop letting good things happen to them. That's Jose Mourinho. Like, he's done his thing. He continually brags about it, and you're like, there's no way. Just don't let him win another Champions League. He's going to be popping off, and... there we are. Maybe respect. He gets another one. Yeah, respect. Simple enough.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, some good matches, though, other than Atalanta-Valencia. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be nice to see Atalanta get through.
It's not. Like, they're not Ajax. Like, Ajax was cool as a lot of young guys.
Ajax
was
a great story.
Ajax now in the Europa League.
Such a strange thing without diving deep into the... We already went through all the plays. Like, you lose in the Champions League, you get bounced, and like, yep, take it easy off the Europa League.
Don't you kind of wish would eliminate that?
That's like if you lose in the tournament, you get bounced to the NIT. Yeah. And you still have to play.
Guess what, Duke? You lost to Lehigh. Go win the NIT now.
But it's also, I can imagine, like, the teams that are in Europa League playing, and all of a sudden it's like, by God, is that... You know, one of the dominant teams from the Champions League.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Royal Rumble when the champion gets to come out as number 30.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like, what the? Yeah, I can imagine you're looking at the, you're like, okay, you know, I think we could do some damage this year.
John Cena draws number 30. I don't even know if John Cena's the thing, but he draws 30 and comes out in the Royal Rumble. You know he's winning it at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 100%.
I don't care to look it up, but I wonder how many times a team that got bounced from the Champions League
failed to win it.
Because I know that was the thing with Sevilla. Sevilla won, like, three of them in a row.
I was very confused about that. I was like, how do you win it so many times in a row? And then I'm like, oh, you get bounced from the Champions League.
Every time.
They always finish third in their group, and they would
purposely tank in the Champions League.
Yeah,
that's excellent.
You know what? Actually, I think that's a fair point, because maybe they're – look, you know what?
I don't think that's a fair point. I was kidding.
Look, if you're Sevilla, we don't have the ability to beat City or Man United when they were – or Bayern Munich, so we'll play.
The bottom of the table team. That's it.
Yeah,
that's all we're looking for.
We'll get into the Europa League. We win some silverware. Our fans are happy.
Yeah.
All right. So before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk J League.
J-League's over.
Well, it's not.
Hang on. We got one more piece of news that we have to get through.
Okay.
Because there was one significant coaching hire this week, and there's one coaching hire that we're waiting for it to happen.
It's expected to happen,
and I'm really hoping it's going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet, and I get more and more concerned with each passing day.
Arsenal hired somebody.
They didn't officially hire Arteta, did they?
I thought they did.
I don't think either of those have happened yet, officially.
I am 99%
sure. Ancelotti and Arteta, I don't think either of them have officially signed. Well, last I checked.
Because I heard that Arteta is managing Arsenal this week.
Yeah, I thought they hired him.
We still have a whole day before they play.
That's true.
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is desperate to leave Arsenal with Mikel Arteta set to take over.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. Where is he going to go? Madrid?
Newcastle, I think.
Yeah.
I hope
so. About right. Did you guys hear who is reportedly linked to Everton?
Yes, Zlatan.
Zlatan.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. So
all that made me sure of, by the way, is that we're not getting Ancelotti.
Yeah. One of the guys who covers Golden Knights, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sinbin. But Sinbin, his name's Ken.
More of a fan of Sinbad. But
yeah, I like Sinbad, too.
Shout out to that movie that doesn't exist.
He went to Rome or Italy with his wife over the summer.
Okay.
They were in Milan, and they did the tour of the San Siro, but he wanted to go to a game, so they just looked in the newspaper and found the random game. They found the club called Monza, which is like 10 miles outside of Milan. Their owner of Monza is Silvio Berlusconi, who used to own AC Milan.
Also used to be the prime minister of Italy.
They're currently in Serie C.
Oh, no.
They're like 10,
is that a thing?
They're 10 points up on the second-place team. So they're going to get bumped up to Serie B.
Why is there three series?
Well, it's like, you know, League One, League Two, Championship.
I don't know, man. That just makes me chuckle.
So they offered Zlatan a 2.5-year contract.
<That's>
Could
great.
You imagine if he if
was in the
like,
third series, yeah, just you know burying what? People?
Zlatan needs to win
a game.
Yeah. Zlatan needs to win Serie C trophy. Let's
dude's
go.
Putting yeah. up dude's putting straight up Jordan numbers down. Yeah. Like he's recording a triple double with assists and goals.
And he's playing goalie as well. Yeah. Yeah. He's got 10 saves, 10 assists, and 10 goals in one game.
He's stat padding like Rondo, just making sure he gets the certain numbers.
He's doing the Bobby Sura, kicking the ball off the post so he can make a save.
Shout out to Bobby Sura, former Cavalier.
That is an amazing story. So I'm seeing now it's looking like, unfortunately,
I was right.
It originally looked like we were going to have the managerial bowl on Saturday because Everton versus Arsenal, Arteta versus Ancelotti. Instead, it is going to be the interim managerial bowl because apparently both of them will be in the stands and they'll be announced on Monday after the game.
So, but I
am honestly, after seeing the news that Zlatan might follow Ancelotti to Everton, I am more convinced than ever that David Moyes is our next manager.
Oh, my God.
We don't have nice things.
That was Ancelotti.
I thought it was Ancelotti.
Ancelotta.
I'm down for an Ancelotti.
So, two bits of business before we get out of here. We've got the J-League update, the final one of the season.
I swear we did this.
No, we didn't. We did not do it. We did who was playing in the playoff, but we did not do... No, we didn't do that. It took place on Friday. How could it have been a draw? Or how could we have done it on...
He's right.
I don't think he's right. I'm not going to accept that he's right.
I feel like we discussed it in the chat.
Yeah, maybe. We did not discuss it. And then we have to figure out what Carson's job of the week is.
Yes.
And also the Premier League Magnum Chapman match of the
week. Oh, that's right, yeah.
So you look that up while Thomas makes his guess.
Well, why don't we go through the J-League thing first? Because
go ahead and
quick.
Make your J-League thing.
All right, so they had the playoff. Shonan Belmar played, I can't remember the name of the team, it doesn't matter. So they fell behind in the 20th minute. They ended up scoring in the 84th minute, I think, or 64th minute to draw even. The game ends 1-1. So I'm frantically trying to find out what happened. Like, all right, do they have a replay? No. The J2 team had to win the game in order to gain promotion. So by virtue of drawing, they lose. That's the most ridiculous. And I don't know if that's the way it is in like Germany when they do their playoff relegation promotion thing. But to
I
me,
feel
that
like there should just be a replay. I feel like that's
either
easy
that or
to do.
But they didn't even play extra time.
Like I'm so sure we talked about this. By the way,
we did not talk. We did the show last on what Thursday? I think we couldn't have done it because the game hadn't been played yet.
I don't know. I'm getting a sense of deja vu. It's really weird.
I don't
really
know,
weird.
Well, listen. Go back, listen to it. We did not talk about the result.
I guess
and
not.
And you found out by looking in the Japan Times, which is an English newspaper.
Yeah, no, I guess I did. Yeah.
And I found out from the girlfriend of who goes to the school that
doesn't exist.
You guys don't know her because she goes to a different school.
Spirit in the sky.
By the way, she'll be here on Christmas.
Allegedly. No, she won't.
So I'm looking, but yeah, so Sean on Belmar survived. So we get J1 League updates next year. All three of our clubs are still alive.
Thank God.
All right. I think I finally got it this week. I think I really genuinely know what Carson is.
Handsome.
Carson is, yeah, I'll allow it. I'm sure Krebs would support that theory.
One would hope.
One would hope. She didn't marry you for money, we know that.
Yeah, or personality.
Yep. But I think Carson is an explorer of the North Pole who finds a reindeer.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
He's got the same haircut.
True.
You know, I was actually, fun fact, when I worked at a restaurant back in Ohio, shout out to Bob Evans.
Oh, I know Bob Evans.
I used to dress up as Santa Claus.
Hmm. Well, yeah. It wasn't Santa Claus he was talking about.
Well, I was referencing Santa Claus. Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't UConn Cornelius?
Yes. Yes. Year Without a Santa Claus is in my top three Santa Claus movies, by the way. Just FYI.
Santa Claus movies or Christmas movies?
Christmas movies.
Die Hard, number one.
Yeah, Die Hard's good.
Santa Claus is up there. Love me some Tim Allen.
What about Elf?
Nah, not a fan.
Fun fact.
Home Alone?
Because of
Home Alone's a classic.
Kevin is a psychopath. Kevin is the villain of that movie.
That's fair.
But just pointing out, well, Wayne Corbett jersey is a Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
This is a fact. You can't really deny it. The kid in Elf wears it. That makes it Christmas themed.
So go. Go rapid fire. Top three favorite Christmas movies.
Die Hard. I guess Santa Claus. I'll go Elf.
Chris.
Home Alone. No, Christmas Vacation's number one. Home Alone is two, and Sound of Music is three. Even though that's technically not a Christmas movie, they show it during Christmas, so I quantify it as a Christmas movie.
I'm
pretty sure that the movie involving Nazis and Christmas time is It's a Beautiful Life, or It's a Wonderful Life.
No, that's completely different. It's a Wonderful Life is the one where they meet Santa Claus.
Oh, then I'm thinking of something completely different.
You're merging a couple of movies. Yeah. Miracle
on 34th Street is where they meet Santa Claus, but yeah.
My top three, Jingle All the Way, Year Without a Santa Claus, Friday After Next.
Okay. So we'll do the Premier League match of the week.
Yeah.
Very simple one this week.
Oh, boy.
It's Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful. Yeah, that's not
a Christmas movie.
Also a concert series.
That's right, yeah. That guy won an Oscar for Life is Beautiful. Italian guy.
Mm. Ancelotti.
Yes. So I feel like there's really only one direction we can go this week. Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You know you're beautiful.
Bournemouth. And Burnley, the 12th place team versus the 14th place.
Oh, that's a match. That is a magnum match right there.
Burnley, they're excellent.
By the way, Liverpool plays Flamengo on Saturday morning for the World Club Cup Championship. They struggled to beat Monterrey. However, they had some guys out with sickness. No help.
Help.
Get down with the sickness.
And Sunday... By the time Liverpool plays their next, it's a Saturday morning game, but by the time Liverpool plays their next league game, they will be more points ahead of Leicester or City than they currently are because they play on Saturday morning.
Fair.
All right. That's going to do it for us, Other Football Podcast. Where can they find us? I don't feel like we even gave that out.
Now, Spotify, Stitcher, BGN.FM, shout out to Roughneck Scarves, LVSportsNetwork.com, iTunes. Pocket Cast.
And please spread the word. Share us with your friends.
Yeah, by the way, even though people aren't tweeting at us, our numbers are going up because I can see the listens. So
thank you all so much for listening. We really do appreciate it.
We did pretty good last week. We did really, actually, the best episode of recent memory was Don't Be Boring FC.
Nice.
That's the record holder.
And as we close out, shout out to Louisville City's owner for chalking their terrible rebrand and saying, hey, we're going to try again. Nice. Sorry about that.
Chicago Fire, take notes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, shout out to Chicago Fire, who released their schedule today. Of course, all of MLS released their schedule.
Yeah.
And they listed the wrong home stadium.
Oh, no.
Someone forgot to tell the Fire that
Chicago
they moved.
Fire ASAP.
All right. That's going to do it for us. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one, everybody.